Responsibility for para athletes visa scandal. Security agencies across Europe try without success to track down 9 Ghanaian para athletes who fled Norway after they arrived in the European country under false pretenses.
I could have only taken responsibility if they've notified, they've followed the protocols. Nothing of such nature happened until I even got the reportage. We didn't know. The Norwegian authority who issued the visas to the athletes didn't see it prudent to even verify from the ministry.
We have the latest as the national security takes over investigations into the scandal. And top story is always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energy's holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, Sports Minister Mustafa Yusif is tonight taking on the Norwegian embassy, refusing to take responsibility for a para-athlete visa scandal. Now, security agencies across Europe have for the past several weeks been on red alert, trying without success to track down 9 Ghanaian para-athletes who fled Norway after they arrived in the European country under false pretenses. Now, athletes had arrived in Oslo for the Bergen Marathon, but disappeared shortly upon touching down. One para-athlete, Nana Enki, has been detained by Norwegian authorities, while the coach of the team, George Jesse, met his untimely death shortly after being admitted to the Oslo University Hospital following his collapse on the 28th April 2024. Now, the sector minister today broke his silence on the raging controversy at a news conference.
In the Federation that is recognized by the National Sports Authority, if they want to travel for their international competitions or even local national competitions, they will normally, if they need assistance from us, from government, they will normally write to the National Sports Authority. The National Sports Authority will do their due diligence, then report same with recommendation to the ministry, then we take action. In this Norwegian case, there was no any request either the National Sports Authority or the Ministry of Youth and Sports. So the ministry were not aware about any, and the team that went wasn't also representing Ghana, as it has been reported in some of the media. So the Norwegian authorities, that's the embassy, to never even had opportunity. Normally, even the Ministry of Youth and Sports, we don't issue letters directly to any of the embassies. We normally will write to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for Ministry of Foreign Affairs to then work on our behalf to any of the specific embassies or missions. So for the record, this purported Ghana Paralympic team is not true. They are not representing our country. I just want to use this opportunity to appeal to all the embassies and high commissions or consular offices that anytime they get any request from any federation, and without the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration and the Ministry of Youth and Sports supporting documents, they should verify from the ministry before they take. Failure to do so, they do so on their own risks. They do so just like what has happened in this Norwegian case. Failure to do so, you do so at your own risk. Thank you.
Well, the minority in Parliament, they've been pushing for an inquiry into the matter. Listen to the ranking member on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Samuel Okudeto Ablakwa.
Diplomatic envoys, our foreign service staff, and our foreign ministry have questions to answer. Because we are told that they didn't even register for the games. Mm-mm. So they had no intention of going to participate in the games. Now we are also being told by Samson Dean, the president of the Paralympic Association, that apparently these are not the real Paralympic athletes. How did they get his letterhead? How did they get documentation from his office? So
he claims they were forged.
So there ought to be an immediate inquiry. And you see, what has not been helping the damage repair for our image is how we handle these matters and how you ensure that everybody in the chain who contributed to this is asked the right questions, and then you put in place reforms. That is the only way you assure the international community that you are taking steps. There is no official complicity, but as we speak, there is no probe, you know, and at the risk of, you know, sounding discriminatory, we are talking about Paralympics, so they are not as agile, you know, as fast, you know, and yet they could easily outwit, you know, foreign service staff, you know. So imagine if it was the other athletes, you know. So clearly there ought to be a probe, and let us let the probe be transparent. Let's issue a report. Let's carry out institutional reforms so that it will send a very convincing message to our international partners.
Can Parliament call for this probe?
Yes, we can. Mm. We can. Okay. And it's a matter I intend to raise right at the Foreign Affairs Committee and also on the floor.
Well, head of our diplomatic affairs desk, Blessed Soka, was at this news conference. He is with me in the studio. Blessed, the minister himself is facing some criticism. This is not the first time we've had sports used as cover to abuse visas that the people who were going to represent us, or at least presented themselves as representing us, and abuse our process and brought international shame for us. He's been responding to that. Does he take responsibility for this?
He's not taking any of that, because he believes that whatever transpired was within the remit of the Norwegian authorities. For Mustafa Yusuf, his belief is that there is indeed a protocol established by the National Sports Authority for any athlete or all the sporting federations that deal with travels out of the country. He says that part of the protocol requires that you do a verification process of the identities of all the athletes that are representing the country outside of the jurisdiction, which was not the case when, of course, these individuals applied to the Norwegian embassy. It's the reason for which he says, quote, is not taking responsibility, and he feels that the Norwegian authorities have so many questions to answer in this case.
I can't, because I could have only taken responsibility if they've notified, they've followed the protocols. In this case, I've just told you that nothing of such nature happened until I even got the reportage. We didn't know. Secondly, the Norwegian authority who issued the visas to the athletes didn't see it prudent to even verify from the ministry, because to see whether these are athletes, genuine athletes or not. So to your question, whether I take responsibility, I'm sorry, I can't. How can I confirm that they are Ghanaian athletes? I said the reports. Your report indicate that they are athletes. I cannot confirm. You, the media, are reporting that Ghanaian Paralympic Committee athletes are in Norway. I cannot confirm. The only thing I can say that I can take from your report. No, I've not received, gentlemen, I've not. I said the Federation have not written to me. I said per the report and the information I got from the national security indicate that there are some purported athletes, Paralympic athletes in Norway, who have absconded. If you read my statement, I said purported.
You indicated that.
Yes.
So. Pardon?
Yeah, they have now, after the report, then they wrote a letter saying they are suspending some three individuals, but who are Ghanaians, and they are not disabled people. That's why in my response to you, I said those people who take advantage of our athletes, they should put stop. I said I'm warning them to put stop to that.
And we wrote to the Norwegian embassy.
Yeah.
We got a response from them.
But as you may have noticed, quite a heated exchange there between myself and the Minister for Youth and Sport, Yusuf Mustafa, who is now clearly putting this within the remit of the Norwegian authorities. Initially, when the reports came up, we treated it as a rumor. And of course, the Joy News team, trying as much as possible to verify the facts, wrote to the Norwegian embassy asking for some more explanation on what's transpiring. They then declined comment, and now the Ghanaian government has indeed made it official that the Norwegian authorities have in custody some citizens, or at least one citizen who's been arrested in Norway now. We put a call through, first of all, to the Norwegian embassy. They seem not to have welcomed the idea of a phone call and the demand from the team to speak to an authority who would then explain to us what had transpired. They rather opted for an email conversation to put on record what their position was. And of course, when we activated that window of sending the email, the Norwegian embassy in the last 30 minutes or so wrote back to us indicating that, quote, and I'm just reading directly what they've written to us, due to confidentiality requirements, the embassy is unable to comment on individual cases, unquote. Evans, that's what they're saying, and they're treating this on an individual basis and not necessarily a matter that is ensuing between the sports ministry and the Norwegian government.
At least reading the national security statement and letter that they wrote to the sports ministry and the foreign affairs ministry, we know that there's a Europe-wide search that is currently underway, and this happened somewhere in April. And so this search would have been going on. I'm pretty sure that I've engaged the Europe Interpol to try and track them down.
Precisely why there are so many questions now as to why the Norwegian embassy is treating this as an individual case, when indeed the authorities there have triggered the security protocol asking our authorities to also, you know, try and identify the individuals involved here. We have a Ghanaian in the custody of Norwegian authorities. We are not able to tell about their safety, what's happening to them, and even indeed if they're safe as of now. There are also other rumors that we've heard from the Paralympic Society pointing to the fact that some family members of one of the deceased persons, they cannot be found. These are rumors, and all of these things may have to be explained by the Norwegian authorities. But for now, it is clear that they are treating this as an individual case. That's how they are treating it, because they believe that they're treating all of the cases uniquely. And of course, there would not be a broad stroke. I believe a reason for which they're sending us this email to say we'll decline comments for
and
now.
And we also know that the sports ministry, they've been in touch with the national security, because the national security is investigating this particular matter. There's no update whether or not the nine have been found.
Not at all.
And the search has been going on now across Europe since April. And you will safely assume then that since we haven't heard anything, and the minister had an opportunity today to brief us and say, well, X number of the nine have been found.
Evans, I must be clear on that, that it appears that that's becoming a challenge for the Ghanaian authority. Even earlier this week, we tried to establish contact with the Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, who's unable to tell us now if our mission in Oslo has been able to identify all these nine individuals and whether or not they're still within Norway itself or out of Norway, because the reports indicate that the individual that was arrested was trying to make their way into Sweden. These are reports that we need to confirm from either the Ghanaian side, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration. They would not comment further on this because I believe the mission is yet to issue its official position. The Norwegian embassy is also not coming out with information. So we're just at a loss as to what exactly might be the status of all these nine individuals. And mind you, they still remain citizens. The international standard is that if indeed they are athletes working within the Ghanaian space, they must enjoy some sort of sovereign support.
Because the minister said today categorically that
they are not, but he kind of, he's now telling
us. In their own capacities as individuals.
So many questions arising out of this.
Committee, boss say his signature was forged, and so they've been disowned completely.
By the state.
Thank you very much, Blessed. Also today, the minister gave this update on the referral to the national security to investigate the matter.
The Ministry of National Security has alerted my ministry, that's the Ministry of Youth and Sports here, about the issue. And we have since responded to the National Security Minister and the other security agencies to investigate the issue. So we should state that we are working, want to assure you, the media, that even though it has come to our attention, even though they were not representing our country, but once the report indicates that they are athletes, it is important for us to be concerned. So we have asked the security agencies to investigate, and once the investigation is concluded, the report will be given to the public.
Joining me on the line right now is Kobla Mensah-Woyome, is MP for South Tong and a ranking on the sports committee in Parliament. Also joining me is Dr. Ishmael Horvo, he's international relations analyst, who's also joining me on this particular subject. And Mr. Woyomake, thanks for your time here on Top Story. To you first, we've heard the minister today say he takes absolutely no responsibility for this, and that the Norwegian embassy should bear the responsibility because they broke protocol. What's your own reaction to this at the sports committee? Have you received any briefing?
Good evening, Evans, and good evening to your listeners. We have not received any briefing from the ministry as yet. In fact, we were to have a committee meeting yesterday, but for the late and the time we're closing was not conducive for members, so we decided to instead have the meeting tomorrow. Going forward, I think the minister's response that he is not responsible at this juncture might be too early, because when it comes to sports and athletes, as he rightly said, if really they are athletes, then he ought to be responsible for them. And what we are interested in is how the processes that were followed in acquiring the visas and how they did it. I mean, this is a matter of concern to everybody, so that at least if we would have to reform the process of acquiring visas, as he indicated, will be spelled out to all the federations going forward, so that they all follow, and then we do not have this sort of embarrassments anymore. I think it's one too many. We are not too happy, because we do remember what happened when athletes were going to Gold Coast in Australia. I mean, that matter brought up a lot of diplomatic challenges, and then I believe strongly that how that was resolved. We're not too happy, because the investigation that ensued at the time by the National Security, we are yet to even get a content of the report that they after their investigation. And so when it happens like that, it's not the best.
But this is entirely different, is it not? I mean, these individuals in question, those who traveled to Norway, did so with no recourse whatsoever to the sports ministry, no recourse to the sports authority. They forged signatures, at least if you want to believe the boss of the Ghana Paralympic Committee, and they didn't know about it. The Norwegian embassy also did not check with the ministry, if you believe the minister's word on this.
And that is why the ministry should be more interested in going forward or assessing and ensuring that we go into the matter and bring corporates to book, and then maybe tell everybody what we need to tell, so that the processes of acquiring visas, if there ought to be institutional reform, so that you ought to then spell all that out. If you say you are not responsible, when in actual fact you also are in a sense agreeing that they may be athletes, but yes, they haven't followed the right processes. They may have gone through some fraudulent means or whichever way. I mean, these are Ghanaians. We need to go into the bottom of the matter and get to know who they are, how they acquire their visas and all that. So that at least, I mean, Ghanaians, athletes in general, I mean, get to know that, yes, henceforth, federations, this is how you go about things. After we have better down to the punishment that must be meted out to those corporate. That may be found
Mr. Yomi, stay with me. Dr. Horvo, this has international implications, international relations implications for us, does it not? If you listen to the minister, he's taking no responsibility, but he's taking on the Norwegian embassy. If it's indeed true that the Norwegian embassy failed to check with our authorities before they issued this visa, he's right, is he not? He's right to take them on.
Yeah, good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners. I think that the minister should exercise some restraint, because if you look at how these things operate, the embassy may be operating under the understanding that these are genuine athletes who may need a visa urgently to travel outside. So if you take on the embassy like that, in future, they may want to subject every athlete whose document even the ministry may submit to critical scrutiny so that they may not, this kind of issue will not occur again. So I think that in as much as we cannot establish that the minister is responsible for this occurrence, it is obvious that the Norwegian embassy may not have done due diligence in issuing those visas. We should also exercise some restraint because to look at the relation between these two nations quite friendly. That is why they may overlook certain things in issuing the visa. But of course, if we look at the association, the federation, these federations operate virtually under the Ministry of Sports, under the supervision of the Ministry of Sports. So if they're able to forge the signature of the president of the federation, then it means that there's something that the Ministry of Sports have to do to streamline the system to make it more difficult for elements like this to take advantage of the system. Of course, this is not the first time this is happening, so it's not like this is a particular issue that only Norwegian embassy is culpable of. We should remember that about two other occasions, people purported to be athletes or we traveled to support our sports teams virtually didn't go to do sports and then they went away. So it is gradually tarnishing the image of this nation, and we should take responsibility, investigate it, come out with a report quickly, and lay out a roadmap to dealing with future occurrences. That is the best way to go.
So you say the sports minister must take responsibility for this?
Of course, we have to take some responsibility. These are our citizens, these are Ghanaians who have done this, and of course, we can't.
I mean, but how do you take responsibility for something you knew absolutely nothing about?
But for the use processes within your structures, the use processes within your established structures. For instance, how did they get to know that if you use the signature of the association's president, that carries weight? So again, that's to say that there's some loopholes in some of the federations, and we cannot say that because it is not directly related to the Ministry of Sports, therefore won't take responsibility. Of course, the embassy itself has questions to answer, but we cannot entirely blame the embassy because they may be operating under that assumption that these are genuine sports.
How can you absolve them of responsibility here, the embassy? I mean, it's basic, is it not, that you'll have to check. If they come with a letter that says they are from the Paralympic Committee, you have to call the Paralympic Committee to say, are you aware of these individuals? And again, the evidence so far that we've seen from the National Security Secretariat, as they've been briefed by the Norwegians themselves, is that they didn't even register for the marathon. That was an obvious red flag that the Norwegian embassy missed. You can't blame the Ghanaian authorities for that.
Of course, as I said, the Norwegian embassy may also have to take some responsibility. But as I said, they may also be operating under that understanding that these are people who may need visa urgently. So they may overlook some of these protocols. But of course, they will be conducting their own internal investigation. There may be somebody in there within the embassy itself that will facilitate this. So yes, they will do their own and try to fish out if there's any embassy staff that have taken part in this whole thing. But as I said, we can't entirely push the whole blame to them because this is not the first time. And it is something that people have become accustomed to. So we must deal with the source. That is, look at the structures we operate in within the association, within the federation, and the sports ministry. And blaming the embassy entirely is not the way to go because we ourselves have to find out what went wrong at our end before it gets to the embassy. Of course, the embassy has failed in getting on the time to verify who are these people actually. But that is not the entire story. This is something that has been reoccurring in Ghana, and therefore we cannot push it far away to the embassy and let it lie there. We need to find out who are those who actually facilitated within the federation and bring them to book.
Mr. Kamla Woyome,
yes, sir.
What do you plan to do about this, though? I mean, the ministry says they've handed this over to national security. Are you happy with the national security looking at this, or you want to have your own parallel probe into this?
Yeah, I think there ought to be an internal, I mean, a very transparent process, not one that is shrouded in any secrecy. It's something that we should all look at. So the committee maybe will do some broader consultations after our meeting tomorrow and see how we can initiate it, because it's very important. It has the image of the country at stake. We have several things, I mean, in reality, that is affecting the country. And so we will have to do everything possible to redeem that image. And so I think that the minister should cooperate with the matter that has come up. We should all come together and see how we can get into the bottom of the matter. Go get the federation and interview who issued those statements as to alleging who might have forged a signature and all that. We have what it takes to go into all this matter. And so I don't know why we should just at this point be throwing our hands in the air and to say that we are not responsible when they actually are Ghanaians. And we need to do what it takes to redeem our image. Because don't forget, we have other genuine travelers who may go to these embassies and these missions for visas to go and probably compete or go about maybe their businesses and all that. I mean, these are processes that if we do not come out clear and clean, I mean, I don't know what the future may be there to all of us and the image of the country. So I think we should go into it. And the committee, I'm sure after tomorrow, we can have a conversation on that.
Ms. Ome, thank you very much. And that's Kobla Mensah Woyome, is the MP for South Tong and the ranking on the Sports Committee in Parliament. You heard earlier Dr. Ishmael Khlovo is International Relations Analyst, and we still don't have an update from the Foreign Affairs Ministry about the safety, the welfare of that one para-athlete. We are sweeping ahead now from the Sports Ministry. They will not describe them as such because they don't know who this person is, but at least he is in custody in Norway. Don't have an update on that. But we also don't have an update on what has happened to the nine Ghanaians who absconded when they touched down in Norway, Oslo, and they're currently on red alert. The European authorities have been looking for them since April. We don't know if they've been found and where they are. When we get that information, we'll share it with you. This is Top Story.
This is what the Olympics is all about.